Some people are fat, some people lean. Some of the people are right in between. Some people have zip, others get beat. But you can be a winner if you watch what you eat. Sing along with me. Food is the fuel that'll keep us alive. Food is the fuel that'll give us a drive. Food is the fuel that'll keep us on the go. You gotta eat right if you wanna grow.
Hello and welcome to the Nostalgia Road Trip, where we take the short bus of life and crash it into that wormhole we call pop culture. This is the podcast, the only podcast running on the Super FX chip and loaded in blast processing. I'm your host, Edgar Velasco, and with me now is a man who is kneeling in front of the Rat King, Mr. Robert Menace. How are you?
Kneel before sword!
You know what? I wanted to get this fucking episode done because I met the fucking real-life fucking Rat King. I met the fucking Rat King. I couldn't, the minute I saw this dude, I only said, like, dude, that's the fucking Rat King. Now.
Okay, so do tell me.
Okay, I was waiting outside of work, you know, about to start, and, you know, my job, right in front of my job is the unloading and offloading of the New York tourist bus, you know, those buses, mm-hmm. you know, that go around to New York City, drop off and on and all that shit. And they also mm-hmm. have the guys to sell the tickets. Well, one of these interesting patrons of New York just rollerbladed past me and just had a good conversation with some of the tourists and stuff like that. And behold, let me give you a proper description. This dude had fucking, you know, had a vest, like a bulletproof vest on him, literally like a fucking bulletproof vest. And it's one of those bulletproof vests that have like pouches in the front, originally meant for like ammo and shit like that.
Yeah.
He had this, he wore, military pants, like military style pants, rollerblades. Mm-hmm. He had that weird buzz cut where it's cut on the sides and in the back, but he still has hair, long hair on the top, you know, tied up into a ponytail. He looks skinny, like meth addict-like, but, you know, skinny, you know, to say, like, he's probably really, shredded and cut underneath that. And he had a bow staff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you serious?
He had a, but it was one of those retractable bow staffs made out of metal. He had a metal pipe that it broke into mm-hmm. two pieces. So, and all he had to do is, like, do a simple twist and it turned into a full-size bow staff. So this dude fucking had a fucking bow staff. He took it out of his back. It was two pieces of sticks, you know, and then he, you know, twisted and it became like a full-size fucking bow staff. And on top of that, his shoulders had three fucking rats on him. He had three pet rats displayed prominently on his fucking shoulders. One was, of course, a regular black rat. New York brown rat, whatever the shit. The other one was a white
rat.
Azure rat. And then the other one was a white rat. And then
a pet rat.
And then the third one, he had a blue rat.
Oh, wait. Did he have one of those tie-dye, like the hair-dyed looking ones?
Yes. He had a brown, a white, mm-hmm. and a white that was dyed-colored blue fucking rats resting on his shoulders, just chilling, just listening to the conversation this dude was having with the other tourists walking by.
I think I might have seen this guy a few times before in Times Square, and it's like, if he had the band, like all the wrappings on him, he would have been like the perfect Rat King.
No, but this would be like the 2017 fucking reboot part 3 from the fucking Michael Bay
live action movie. Yeah, that's hire this guy, he's the Rat King.
That's the fuck. And then like, and the weird thing is, you know, they're all male rats because, mm-hmm. you know, once his back was to me, I noticed that his rats had massive nutsacks hanging on his back.
The disproportionate testicles of male rats.
Holy shit, I never realized fucking fucking rats were packing that big, big old nutter butters right there. And the weird thing is, like, you know, he took out the bow and started, like, doing some katas. Like, fucking, he was doing, like, fucking full-on, like, martial arts display. So, like, this dude was either a paranoid fucking delivery boy or fucking the true Rat King of New York. Because fucking he has all these fucking rats, literally obeying his whim, staying on his shoulder, not running around or being terrified. And we're like, this dude is either the fucking Rat King or fucking a Final Fight boss. Like, holy shit, this guy was something out of the, like,
either a Final Fight or a Streets of Rage boss.
You know what? I'm going to go with Streets of Rage because they did have, like, a kid with fucking rollerblades, Skate, I think his name was. So, like, you know what? It makes Skate sense. Hunter. Yeah. So I'm like, holy shit.
He also had the Ultimate Warrior guy, Abba Didi.
Yeah, which was fucking just the Ultimate Warrior without the fucking copyright
consent. With that goofy name, Abba Didi.
Well, you got to name him something because he call him, cause literally, yeah, Final Fight at least tried to create some original bosses while Streets of Rage just took whatever was there. But then again, it was Sega. Sega was the same company that fucking, didn't they release fucking Shinobi with Batman and fucking Spider-Man actually being the boss?
And the Hulk.
Yeah.
And Godzilla.
Yeah. And they just changed it a little bit, but they still, you know, got flagged by Marvel. But in the end, it got, you know.
Marvel was like, okay, you can have Spider-Man temporarily. We'll give you a license for that. No. Batman had to turn into Devil Man.
Yeah, but the only good outcome out of that was that Sega was allowed to make the Spider-Man Sega Genesis games. So, like, you know what?
That's true. They get the license to publish that. That was awesome.
So, like, hey, you know what? Your Spider-Man doesn't look that bad. How about making us a game? Then you can actually just keep the franchise. Although, I know that later installments, eventually, you know, when they lost the license to Marvel, they eventually had to, when they reissued the game, they changed them into something else. You know, similar to the
Batman. They changed them into, like, Pink Spider-Man or something.
Something fabulous. Joe Schumacher.
Something like that. I remember, too, in the original Arcade Shinobi, like, later releases, they had to change the guys in red and blue tights to, like, either green tights or, like, pink tights or something like that.
Yeah, but if you're lucky enough, you can get the copy with Spider-Man and Batman still, but you just gotta be really, really be able to find those original first prints. Shinobi.
I think I do have a first print of that. I think I do have an early print, but I gotta take it out again and play it.
Is it fucking, Shinobi 3, right? Revenge of Shinobi?
Revenge of.
Yeah, I figured it's that one. Because I know, all I know is that the fucking, when I looked at GamePro magazine ads, they always prominently showed the picture of the Mecha Godzilla you fight. First, he's with skin, and then.
Yeah, the old skin comes off, and you see anatomical Godzilla.
Yeah, it's Mecha Godzilla.
Or is it Innards Godzilla?
Whatever version I guess you get.
Godzilla Good Body.
But holy. Say that again?
Godzilla Goodbody. You're making a fun of Slim Goodbody.
Can I talk about Slim Goodbody?
Yes, you may. You may talk about
TV's. I want to talk about fucking Slim Goodbody. A man who...
Yes, talk about TV's good Michael Gray.
TV's who?
TV's Michael Gray.
What the hell did he do before Slim Goodbody?
Exactly. That's just a joke from Archer.
Okay, now fucking Slim Goodbody was the dude who fucking wore like tight ass spandex, you know, fucking like in flesh color. He might as well fucking be naked. But he would have fucking intestines drawn on that fucking spandex. What did he promote? Like,
human health, because I think it's like, you know, the whole human anatomy thing, I guess, is like, you know, here's the lungs and here's the heart and here's your spleen and what does it do?
It farts and shits. No, but...
And I found out later that the spleen does clean your blood.
But I always, like, these weird figureheads of the fucking 80s and shit. We had Slim Goodbody. Anybody who doesn't know fucking Slim Goodbody, that description I just made is a man who tries to educate you on fucking health. Mind you, if you take it out of context, it's just a floating head with intestines. It's practically the fucking Palung Palung from Secrets of Bali and shit. But the Americanized version. Yeah, fucking the Americanized version. Just telling, instead of like eating your babies from your vaginal entryway, it fucking tells you about how good health and fucking body, you know, responsibility.
Yeah, it's like, I remember that, who was the other guy, Inside Out Boy?
Inside Out Boy, what, isn't that a Cabbage Patch Kid?
No, that was, who the hell was that? Was it like Nickelodeon, I think, that did that?
Yeah, it was Inside Out Boy. And then, because the reason I bring Slim Goodbody is because lately, there's been this commercial, on TV, I think it's for like women poop pills or something, like if you're feeling constipated, take some pills and take a shit, and this character is like a female Slim Goodbody, except, you know, and it's the same shit. Like, seriously, it's a redheaded woman, of course, full body spandex, but, you know, and again, she has, like, the drawings of intestines, but instead of
telling... Yeah, the human anatomy, right?
Yeah, but instead of fucking telling you about body fitness, she tells you to take these pills so you can be, you know, so you won't feel constipated and
Is that the one where she's, like, traced the path as, like, you know, take these pills and whoop all the way out?
That's the shit, and the weird thing is, like, wait, so slim, good body... Like, somebody
is teaching you about human anatomy, and she's wearing the one to be like, you know, take these pills and watch the poop just come right out.
You know, and she doesn't go into that details, but again, it's daytime, you know, commercials. What is it about fucking daytime commercials? I do understand that there's a reason why, like, trash talk shows and game shows, of course, are good during those time slots, because daytime, the only people watching are desperate or angry or divorced at-home moms, or, of course, old people. So the majority of commercials are fucking, you know, take a shit pill, the constipation pills and shit like that. You know, like fiber, like here.
Yeah, it must be like, you know, the people who eat, like, the piss-poor diets, they need a little help.
And again, it's old people. So all you need is here a Fiber One bar, or here's your, what is that shit that you throw Fiber Away or whatever. It's like one of those, like, see-through glass, you know, glass of water, and then you put in the fiber, and like, it magically disappears. You won't taste it, or you won't see it. And like, no, you're gonna see it, because that shit tastes disgusting.
It does. And it's like, you know, when you're sick and it's like you can't go to the bathroom, and they're like, oh, you gotta take this stuff to go to the bathroom. And you're like, no, I don't want to take it. And they give it to you anyway, and you're like, oh, this is like, it's like eating like a big old bag of straw.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, then you're like, ah.
And the weird thing is, like, again, and they're all, you know, predicated to help promote their product, but of course for the certain audience. And the audience is like mid-40s mothers, or, you know, at-home moms, or, of course, you know, retired veterans or old people in general. So what's the one thing that fails them as they get old? Their fucking poop shoot.
Oh, my God. I just hope that we don't get into that horrible thing.
Dude.
Where we're like,
Dude,
I'm going to make sure to eat myself, like, eat healthy when I get a little bit older.
Hey, man. Look, I'll be the first to admit I've had accidents in my pants. Again, you know, sometimes, you know, is this a fart? No, shit, it is. It wasn't a fart. Like, it happens. Especially you and I are fucking avid coffee drinkers. That makes it even fucking worse. Hey.
I know. Like, I'm glad to be at work. At least I can go to the bathroom there.
See, like, there was a time when I worked, you know, in my, you know, before I hit my 30s. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, those who are before, you know, not past their 30s yet, let me tell you right now. Once you hit a certain age in your 30s, I believe you go past the age of 34, your body is going to fucking betray you.
Oh, God. Everyone's going to take care of themselves, I hope, because the whole thing, everybody wants to be healthy, you know?
But come on. You got to admit, once you hit, you know, like, you're all, you know, those people who are in their 20s saying, like, I can eat whatever I want and not even work out and I look great. Assholes. Hey, guess what?
Kids.
Hey, guess what? Don't make fun of that fat guy, because you know why? Because the bumper boys are going to come to your town and they're going to fucking fuck up your body. Because the fucking bumper boys is you. Because those assholes who think, I can eat whatever I want and never fucking gain a pound. Hey, guess what? Once you hit your 30s, your fucking body's going to fuck you up. Take it from someone who's past his fucking 30s already that, you know, like I said, is it a fart or is it something else? You know, it happens. Your body starts betraying you. You know, you can be as healthy as you fucking motherfucking want, but eventually it's your body that eventually betrays you.
I know. It's going to catch up with you if you're not careful.
Exactly. And even if you're careful, why else would they have fucking iron fucking commercials or yogurt that makes you shit out your intestines in daytime TV?
I know. I know. I hate to deviate this outright and entirely.
Go ahead.
But I just got a little notification in my inbox that we got a shout out.
A shout out from what? Fucking Yoplait Yogurt?
not from Yoplait Yogurt. Actually, a whole shout out about the podcast itself.
Please go before we go on this shitting poop iron fucking body betrayal spree we're going on to.
I know, but before, hopefully she forgives us for talking such dirty talk. But our friend Miss Mad Lemon actually shouted out to us on her channel on YouTube.
Wait, Liz Lemon? Fucking no, 30 Rock?
No. No, her channel is Miss Mad Lemon.
Oh, that makes me feel so well.
She's one of the Amiga community members that, basically promoted us.
Oh, that's good. That's definitely any promotion in any aspect helps us spread our disease in the ears of many people going to work or leaving from.
Oh, God. Or at least, like, entertaining them with wonderful video game music.
Yeah, that. Yes, but remember, this is the wrong podcast. But still, a good shout-out, because if you want Retro VGM Revival Hour, that's it. That's another station, although still
yes,
owned
that's
by...
that's our sister project.
Our sister project. But this is where we talk about old people taking shits.
And other weird aspects. Because, we're the weird humor side of the whole thing.
Oh, no, this is the podcast where, you know, we're not as professional. And we're like, all the shit, you know, from a work week... from the shitty day we've had at work or life or whatever.
And living in New York City at times.
Fuck, dude, we fought fucking Rat King. Fuck, the real Rat King exists. And if he's not going to appear in the fucking Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm going to approach Capcom or Sega and say, hey, can you just add this as a boss for fucking Streets of Rage or Fight of Fight?
No. I want to write my own Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie where I'm going to make him the villain.
So it would be the reboot Rat King.
It would be reboot Rat King. And I'm going to also give him the little flute, too, that he uses to control all the rats in the sewers.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that episode where the Rat King tries to, like, he kidnaps Vern and Irma and tries to create, like, a mutagen or a toxin to try and actually control people as well?
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. Didn't he also try to court her?
He tried to, Irma, right?
Yeah, I think he had the hots for her or something.
No, she was one of the hostages, I believe. But, you know, knowing Irma, the geeky nerd girl, she thwarts his plan because she's a clumsy idiot or some shit like that. And I remember,
I don't think she's a clumsy idiot. I think she's probably like a mad genius underneath all that, and that's just a farce.
April, the Rat King has kidnapped me. Help me.
And I'm going to destroy his entire empire with one stupid little movement. Whoopsie doozy, I tripped. I destroyed your empire.
Yeah, the fucking Scooby-Doo tactic of spoiling a villain's plans with a pratfall. Fucking, I think Filmation's Ghostbusters did it with Tracy. Tracy was the gorilla. The other dude, you know the one, the fat one.
And the bumbling idiot who acted like a bumbling idiot, but he was probably like the real genius of the group.
Yeah, again, and it was something that we saw a lot in cartoons. Whenever there's a brave leader character, there's always the bumbling idiot. And then when you put, you know, side by side, like, who did most to, you know, capture the villain, it's always the bumbling idiot because he bumbles into some weird fucking Rube Goldberg type, you know, scenario where he does something shitty, but in the end, it captures the crook or whatever, or his schemes are, you know, destroyed.
Yeah, or it's basically like, don't fuck with the idiot, because the idiot is actually an even more mad genius.
What you saying, man? You think I'm loco, loco, loco?
No, he's insane in the membrane.
Oh, God, what the fuck? Oh, fucking Rat King.
I seriously think there should have been the Rat King. The Rat King should have been an TMNT movie.
I don't know, the way they treated...
I know, like, the Shredder. Everybody knows the Shredder, but if you really read the comics, the Shredder was barely in any of them.
He was almost like a joke character until, like, the... He was killed in
the first comic.
Yeah, he was...
the first issue. The fucking... He died.
He came
back.
Yeah.
And then he got killed again.
He got decapitated. That's how dead he was. But, you know, eventually, you know, a character with that interesting look, you go like, you know what, we got to bring him back. And they did, you know, via the cartoons or even the recent IDW comics they, you know, bring back. You know, he's alive and all that shit. And even the 2003
show, they brought him back, but they made him, in that one, they made him an Ultron.
And then
his adopted daughter, Karai, took up the mantle.
And in the comics, same way, Karai is kind of like the new Shredder, but they did the interesting thing by combining the Krang and Shredder and just made him one whole interesting character, which is, you know what, It works. And especially...
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, because, well, in the... well, he was in Ultraman. They were, like, separate aliens from Krang.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Krang was that...
It's a species.
...warrior from Dimension X, and it was only his brain that remained.
Yeah, yeah.
And his brain was sentient.
I'm Krang the All-Powerful. I've never been defeated. You never tangled with a turtle before, pal.
I remember that. I was like, can you do like that weird like Pat Frawley? That what was it? You know, it was Pat Frawley, right?
Yeah.
That weird like.
No. It was like. Voice. No, it was like Shredder. Bring me my body.
And it hurts my throat.
It fucking hurts my throat now, but luckily I have coffee next to me to fucking support this fucking, you know, drought I'm having right now doing that voice. But it was like, Shaki, bring me back my body. You know, it was like that weird voice modulation that he did it himself. It wasn't even like...
He was good.
Fuck, but, you know, shit, fucking voice actors and shit.
No. But it's like, no, some of these guys are really good. I mean, like, you know, the one thing, though, that it was so weird is, like, yeah, like, they took the Ultron from the original comics.
Because mm-hmm.
they were the ones that, like, inhabited those metal bodies and they walked around and pretended to be human.
Yeah, so they just made it that he's called the Shredder.
Yeah, and his name, yeah, his Ultron name was Shrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. And then, like, when he disappeared... Karai took over, and she became the new Shredder, and I think in the comics, Raphael, for a very brief time, wore the mantle of the Shredder.
I know in the recent IDW ones, it was either Donatello or Leonardo, but then, of course, the real Shredder, you know, whatever. So it does happen, but it's always funny that, you know, a character that at the time was like almost like a joke, like only, it was only there to progress the story, only, but it was so popular via design-wise, even his backstory, like, you know what? We need to bring him back. And, of course, they did bring him back in various, you know, iterations. And, again, he's now the villain for Ninja Turtles. To the point that I remember when the last two seasons of when it aired on CBS, they replaced the Shredder with that intergalactic, whatever his name was.
Not the Stone Warrior, was it?
No, not the Stone Warrior. No, it was another one. It was called the Red Sky episodes because those episodes fucking had red skies.
Oh yeah, the red post-apocalypse sky.
Yeah, even though it was a modern city, and they, you know, they did the little outlines in their eyes so you can see more of their skin to make it slightly match more of the movies. But I'm going way off here, Ninja Turtles.
I know, because we were talking about the Rat King, but it's like one last thing I remember about the Rat King in the comics is that how you describe this guy that wanders New York.
Yeah,
that's kind of what he looks like. He's like emaciated, like all like falling up, like, you know, like meth-headed, you know, all bandaged up, and he looks like really like completely fucked up in the comics.
Which is
as like they cleaned him up a little bit and made him all like brawling. You know,
I don't know because. So, which is funny enough because when you buy the toy version matches that description. You fit more because the cartoon made him a little more made him buff. He kind of looked like Eddie Brock from fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was thinking that they were probably seeing like they looked at Eddie Brock and he's like, yeah, this will be a good Rat King.
And then just but in the toys he had like balding spots because the rats were eating, I guess, his scalp. So he had like balding patches.
Yeah, it's like living in the sewers out of the light for so long.
Yeah, I that's what I love about the Playmates. They got away with such gore detail. Like, again, the description you made that emaciated and all that shit, it like the toy was emaciated. It was skinny looking. And he had, like, rats all over his body. Rats weapons.
Yeah, and his clothes were all, like, tattered looking and everything.
And he had the fucking drug addict red eyes and shit.
You know what I think, though? I think, like, the Playmates toys did, like, kind of, like, this weird fine line where they took some of the designs from the comics and they took some of the designs from the TV show. Like, of course, April is the TV show design. They didn't do the, you know, her 80s poofy hair from the... from the comics.
Although it is funny that her camera secretly has a gun. Her accessory.
You gotta protect yourself on the mean streets, you know?
That's true. Those fucking renegade kids stealing you know, TVs and VCRs and skateboarding and smoking cigarettes at their secret hideout. Oh, on fucking Roosevelt Island, no less.
And it's like, they disguise it, of course, by calling it Lairdman Island, but we all fucking know.
Go, play, have fun.
Yes. Never lower your eyes to an enemy. Yes, Mr. Tatsu.
Shit, we could just fucking go on about that fucking movie. Look how long we are. We got 25 minutes.
Entire episode to that movie.
I swear to fucking God, like, I like it that we talked about Slim Goodbody, and then we went on a fucking tirade about the Rat King, and then from the Rat King, it's fucking Spawn Ninja Turtles, and we're already fucking 25 minutes into this fucking bullshit.
But this is what we do.
Oh, but before we go on a tirade, you wanted to speak about something, so you better do it now before we lose more to fucking Ninja Turtle talk.
Okay, I have finally decided that I am going to buy another Mario game again. Nintendo, you have my money.
Okay, now, I want to know, like, why? Like, what titles have you... When did you stop? I'm going to ask that.
I haven't actually bought... I have not bought Mario Sunshine. I haven't bought any Mario games since the 6th generation era. I have not bought Mario Sunshine. I haven't bought either Galaxy game. I didn't even buy the DS games, like the new Mario Brothers or new Super Mario U or whatever, or new Mario Wii. Like, I didn't buy any of them. Like, what? I took, like, a major break from buying any new Mario games. Because I was kind of like, I'm kind of done for a little while.
But they were good. You know, Super Mario Brothers, now, 3D World
Odyssey
was good.
Is being announced, and I'm like, whoa, this looks good!
So, wait, so... The one that killed it for you was fucking Sunshine with fucking Mario in a fucking Hoover vacuum fucking sprays shit from a town.
Spraying water all over poop and weird paint shit.
Well, again, it was the environmental times of that era.
No, because I didn't buy it at the time because it's like I was not really interested in Mario games.
Wow, you grew out. A Nintendo fanboy grew out. Look at that shit.
And now, and now we have a Switch and I'm like, you know, I played Legend of Zelda. And I'm buying, like, you know, some indie games on the eShop, and I bought Rayman, and then fucking Rayman is awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and like, Mario Odyssey, the trailers are just, like, catching me. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get this.
So you
like, the trailers catch. trailers are catching me.
Well, again, it's been promoted right, and, you know, welcome back to the fold of a plumber.
Welcome back to New Donk City.
Are we gonna call New York now that whenever we walk by, like, oh, it's fucking New Donk City?
Yes, Pauline for mayor.
Fucking, we wave down cab drivers and tell them, hey, honk if you donk.
I know, we're gonna throw our caps at them
and fucking get run over.
No, but it's like, seriously, like, Nintendo, I think, is like they got it right. They got something like, you know. They got something that's like, it looks fun to play, it looks beautiful to watch in action, and it's just like, it just looks like such a fun game overall. Like, I just want to play it again. Like, I just want to play it.
Well, again, from someone who's played Galaxy 2, 3D World, you know, you've kind of missed a lot, so you might have to get back on track.
Well, no, I mean, like, not to say I didn't play them, I just never really owned them.
Ah, okay, so let me get... So, you played them by association, aka a relative or a friend had them, and you just played them.
Yeah, but I'd never really owned them.
Okay, that I can understand. I thought you were like, you distanced yourself like a fucking lost lover. like a rejected lover.
No, I did play. But it's like, I never felt like, oh, I want to actually own these. Like, I'll just play them, but I don't want to own them.
Now, did you play with power, or will you be playing it loud?
I don't know, I would be playing with revolutionary power. I will be playing with power, indeed.
That slogan sucks. Go take a get the fuck go the fuck back.
All right. So you want me to get in or get out?
Oh God, that was an interesting little slogan they had at the time.
Get in or get out.
Oh God, but you know, fucking Rat King, Mario, and all that other fucking bullshit. Fucking back to Slim Goodbody.
Yes, TV's Michael Gray.
What do you keep calling him that? Like, he's like,
I cannot help it because, like that stupid Archer joke got me like into that thing. Like, now I got the habit.
Like, as if that motherfucker did anything besides that.
I think there's a whole entire joke. I think that is the joke.
That's all he's known for, fucking Slim Goodbody. Maybe. What? Is that dude dead now?
No, he's still alive.
Is he still being called Slim Goodbody and regretting that decision ever since?
I think he probably is. He's just like, I'm not that anymore.
I'm not there. Look at me. Like, when people say, hey, Slim Goodbody, hey, he opens his shirt up and to reveal that he's still wearing the spandex underneath.
He's like desperate for it. Like, okay, look at me. Look at me.
and then have the people like, are you promoting your play? No, I'm not promoting that fucking yogurt or that fucking those pills that make women shit on the workplace. I'm Slim Goodbody. I'm supposed to tell you that eating fried chicken and half if not everything out of the Taco Bell menu is wrong for your body.
Yes, because it will make you want to eat those pills.
I don't think you'll be needing those pills once you eat that fucking Taco Bell garbage.
Oh, God. I think you'll be farting blood after you eat Taco Bell.
Wait, is he, like, fat now?
No, he's still skinny.
He's still skinny? Oh, good. So, he actually can, one day, out of desperation, fucking, like, bust... Like, you see someone about to fucking eat, like, a fucking chili dip gordita hot dog deep fried...
No, it's like they're ordering, like, the nachos grande at, like, a sports bar or something.
No, fucking no. Like I said, the newest out of your head ass, you know, creation, fucking a hot dog, but inside it has nacho cheese injected into the bun, but the actual bun itself is made of fried chicken skin, and on the actual hot dog is not made of, you know, the regular stuff hot dogs would be made of. The hot dog is made of different, it's like Frankenstein monster, made of various meats. And it's different colors in each set.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to throw up now.
And then he sees...
I don't think I can eat now.
He sees someone about to order it or eat it. And he, like, busts out like Superman. He tears off his costume and shit. And he sees, like, Slim Goodbody.
Slim Goodbody!
And then eventually, you know, he's looked upon weird by everybody, thinking like, hey, this guy's a pedophile, and gets, you know, carried away by the
cops. Get away from my children! Smacking him with umbrellas and shit.
No, fucking, he got shot down.
Oh, God, I forgot.
He got shot down, and now his fucking costume is all covered in blood. That's like that's my Joe Schumacher, Michael Bay reboot.
Okay, it's like, guess what, kids? We just learned about the
intestine
circulatory system.
As his like large intestine is popping out of one of the bullet holes.
Like you just see like all the blood. He's like, we just learned about the circulatory system. Ugh.
God damn fucking Slim Goodbody.
And then fade to black.
Or again, you know, you could turn it into a horror movie where it's literally Mystic Sub-Bali, a floating head and intestines, but instead of scaring people and eating fucking fetal babies from women's vagina, it's fucking teaching you about your body.
Oh, God, that would be like nightmares for weeks. He invades classrooms.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we can have something with that. You know, like I said, like we pitched our fat Matthew Perry ghost Windows 98-95. Here you go, studio. Here's another one. Slim Goodbody. Or, as we will know when it's straight to DVD, you know, distributed by Full Moon Entertainment, Slim Bad Body.
Oh, God. I wonder if you would just call it The Good Body.
The Good Body. Ooh, I like that one. That sounds better. Yeah, the Good Body.
The Good Body.
There you go. I think we have our episode title. And with that, my friend, it's been a pleasure. And if people want to contact you and tell you more about Slim Goodbody and various faults he's had in terms of picking the career that he did, how can they contact you?
All right. I'm on the Facebook group. Or I'm on Twitter at Lambda Calculus. That's LambdaCalculus. Our official Twitter is at NRoadTripCast, and our official website is at NostalgiaRoadTrip.com.
Always a pleasure, and again, our back catalog is always on the website, but more importantly, on the Internet Archives. And more importantly, any shout-outs, you know, words of wisdom or love by our small community, a.k.a. all five of you, thanks a lot!
We'll send you pictures of our cats.
But till then, my friend, it's been a pleasure, and I'll definitely see you next time.
And now it's time to control the rats.
They don't eat, don't sleep, they don't feed, they don't see. They're the gums of when they moan and squeak, lick the dirt off a larger one's feet. They don't push, don't crowd, congregate until they're much too loud. Look to procreate till they are dead, drink the blood of this occult, they spread.
Don't oppress the equals, give their rights. Starve the poor so they can be.